We're on Daf Yudches Amud Aleph. Let us again start from the Mishnah. Perhaps we'll try to clarify a few inyonim. Hashoichet mitoichach tabas ishir bo meloi achut al pnei kulo shritos ha'ikshera. Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda omer meloi chut al pnei rubo. Dr. Rashi, Ashoichit mitoich ha-tabas, v'tabas gedoilo, shehi al-yoyna lekulon koma. This is the tabas, she'ain tabas l'maylo imeno, v'shir bo m'loy achut al-pnei kulo. L'tzad ha-roish, that means after the tabas ha-gedoilo is not a mocking shchit anymore. But if you left over a maloya chuta pnei kulo letzat haroish, shelo yihito lesakin lotzeis min atabas letzat haroish. At shegomar kol atabas kulo, he shechted the whole tabas, did not go further up from this tabas, and there's a mashu of the tabas left. Maloya chut kloima koldo. Avol im koidem shegomar eskulo hikrim esasakin letzadarosh. But if before he was goimar eskulo, he went out of the tabas agdoilo letzadarosh, v'yotza min atabas, v'gomar esashchito lemailo min atabas, he ended the shchite L'mayla min atabas, she'enoi mokim shchite, that is not a, l'mayla min atabas is not a mokim shchite, shehi agromo shenemro l'moyshe misina. This is the psul agromo that we learn now, taloch l'moyshe misina. Af al pi shenishchat roiva kone b'mokim shchite, even though Roiv of the Kone was geschochten b'mokim shchite, posil aponon hoyel b'gomroi b'psul. And l'cheire the chiddush is that even though if he would have stopped there by Roiv of the Kone, it would have been kosher. There's a lomdus of rubai kikuloi. But rubai can only say rubai kikuloi if he didn't go further. Then I could say, we're done, ki'ilu. He was goymer the shchite by this tabas al taloch of rubai kikule. But if lemaise he was goymer the shchite chutz from the tabas agdoyle, not in a mokim shchite, then you can't say rubai kikule. That is what the chachamim hold. Rav Yosi v'Rav Yehuda omer meloi achut al pnei rubo. Im shayer bo meloi chut asara min atabas letzad haroish al pnei roiv atabas. Kloima, shechotach roiv hakone b'soich atabas. Roiv of the kone, which is in the tabas, the kone is covered by the tabas. And roiv of the kone, roiv of the circumference of the kone was cut. Ubimiyuto, and the miyuta kone higrim, viyotem meno litzada roch, vigomar ashchite lemaila imeno, and he was goyme the shchite lemaila from the tabas agdoila, kshayro, de berube iskashre lo shchite, iskashres lo shchite, that means roiv is sufficient, roiv is enough. Ve'idach ki koshochet b'chatech bosa balmo. That means the minute he shechted roiv, so roiv is sufficient. So memela, that what he does later is a pula that's done after the ma'ase shchite, which is irrelevant to lemalo ve'meirit b'chatech bosa balmo. So this is the first mahalach in Rashi, and mitoich atabas means the tabas hatabas, the tabas hagdoila. Ve'ista mafarshi de bechola tabois choshim agrome l'rabono ul'rab yoisi. The kiven shehischel lishchoit pesoich hatabas tzor sheyigmer kol hashchita l'toicho l'rabonon eirube l'rab yoisi. Now, I saw today in the Teferes Yaakov, in the Emes Liyakov, not the way I said over yesterday. I'd like to elaborate a little. Yesterday we said that the Istam Aforsha hold like the Rabbeinu Gershon. And the Rabbeinu Gershon says that, that the Mokim Shchit is only Teichat Habas and not Beinat HaBois. That's what we said yesterday. But from the Ritas Loshen Rashi, I see that the Achronim Loim Shatan Rashi, not like that. That the Istam Aforshi hold that the whole Kone is a Mokim Shchite, the Tabas is a Mokim Shchite, the Beina Tabas is a Mokim Shchite. But the Psul of Agrome is that you have to be Goymer the Shchite in one place. There's a tabas, and there's a beina tabas. You want to make the shchita beina tabas, b'chol hakovid. You want to make it tabas, b'chol hakovid. Everything is a mokim shchita, but don't go from one place to another place. Not the way Rashi said, that the whole psul of agrome is that you goymer the shchita in a different mokim, in a mokim that's not a mokim shchita. And therefore, Rashi was forced to say that we're speaking about the Tabas HaGedoylo. Therefore, Rashi to say that we're speaking about the Tabas HaGedoylo. Because that's the only way that you have a grome, that you're going chutz l'mokim shchita. The Isma Farshi held even though it is a mokim shchita, he made the shchita in two places. You have to make the shchita in one place. There's a tabas and there's a beina tabas. You want to make the shchita beina tabas, b'cholakovit. You want to make it on the besecha tabas, it's also b'cholakovit. But to make it in two different places, to make a chelik of the shchita teicha tabas, and a chelik of the shchita chutz from the tabas, beina tabois, that the istam of Moshe hold that that's no good. And but they were maviach the lashon of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says the Mishnah didn't specify that it's speaking about the tabas hagdoilo, so they learned it speaking about any tabois. That's how they learned. Hashoichet miteicha tabas means any tabas, and if you left this tabas, you're shechting into makaymis. That's the psul agrom. That's how they learn Shatan Rashi, and the Loshen is very much mashma like this. But let's again see the Loshen. The Eastern Mafarshi, the Bechol HaTabois Choshiv HaGrome L'Rabonon, or L'Rab Yoisi, by all the Tabois. It's called HaGrome L'Rabonon, L'Rab Yoisi. The Kiven Shehischil Lishchait B'Seich HaTabah. Since he started shechting b'soicha tabas, tzorich sheyigmer kol hashchita l'soicha, so he has to be goyma the shchita over there. L'rabonon, oyrube l'rab yaisi. That is the istam aforshi, and again, the loshen of Mishnah was machirchem to say like this, because the Mishnah did not specify hashchita miteicha tabas hagdoilo. So vice says any tabas. Ve'ein okay. So Rashi is chaylik on them. The behedye tanya b'tesefte. Dein chilek mokaim besoich hakone, in the kone alein bein teich hatabas la'aver shebein tabas la'tabas. From the tesefta would seem that there's no difference, there's no chilek mokaim if you shech teich hatabas la'aver shebein tabas la'tabas. They say that the psul agrom is you have to make the shechita in one place. You're making in the tabas, be going with the tabas. You're making in the tabena tabois, be going with there. So Rashi says, from the Tosefta would seem that there's no problem between teichat, in teichat tabas lavish, between tabas la tabas. Upluktayu betabas agdoilo lefishein mokim shchita lemaylei mena. So Rashi says that's what it seems in the Tosefta. Now we didn't see the Tosefta yet, but Rashi is going to say the Tosefta seems that the whole problem is only by the tabas agdoilo, because there when you make agrom you're going out of the mokim shchita. But in the rest of the kone, since everything is a mokim shchita, there's no difference. Where do we see this in the Tosefta? Dochi tanya b'Tosefta. Mitzvah shchita mina tabas, that means from the tabas hagdoyla, va'ad areye, u'mugremes psulo, mugremes is posul. Kloima, this is the Rishash's gilse, Misham ulamayla. Misham ulamayla. V'Rab Chanina ben Antignus Masha. Now, Misham ulamayla means from the Tabas Hagdoyla to the Koiva. To the Koiva, that's Pshat. Umegremes Psula Kloima Misham ulamayla. The Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Marsher, he's Marsher the Koiva. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus holds that the Koiva is also, a chelik of the Koiva is also a Mokim Mashchita. So you see clearly that from the Tosefta the whole problem is Misham Ulamaylo, that's the only problem. Misham from the Tabas Agdoylo Ulamaylo. And the Rabbi Chanina holds that the Koiva is also a Mokim Shchita, so Memele, so there's no problem. So there's no problem, Misham Olamayla. You can go into the Koiva, and it'll also be kosher. B'chol Mokim of the Koiva, that before the Shippu Koiva, that's called a Mokim Shchita. So you see clearly from the Tosefta that the whole Psul of Agromesh is going out of a Mokim Shchita. But not the way the Istam of Oshi held that Agromesh, you have to be consistent, that you have to shecht in one place, even though all over is a Mokim Shchita, but the Vakata Tosefta doesn't seem like that. Then it says further, Shaya bo kechut samuch l'roish. You see, it says clearly that the whole problem is samuch l'roish. Mukef es kula, the chut is makif, the whole shechituch, sheira. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudaim, imoya ruba mukef, if rive of the if Roiv of the Chitach was Mukif from a Chut, Kilevona, like a crescent, Ksheira. Umidektoni. So now let's analyze the Tosefta. Umidektoni, Minatabas Padareye, is a Mokim Shchita. That is a Mokim Shchita. Shma Mino, Betabas Gdoilo, Shirishoine Koma. Yep. So we're speaking about, and that's called a Mokim Shchita, and it says, and it seems the whole Psul Megrom is not in a Mokim Shchita. And if it says that this is a Mokim Shchita, Mitzvah Shchita Minatabas Vadareya, so Memele, so there won't be a Psul Megrom like the Eastern Mephoshi said. For her, the Kori Lei Tabas Stomach. So now, which as we mentioned before, what bothered them? That what bothered them? Asheichet mitoichat habas. And the Mishnah was not explicit. That means that habas hagdoila mitoichat habas. So says by every tabas, if you're mishana the mokim mashchita from the tabas to the beina tabas, that's called agrome. But the korelei tabas tome, mishum the ein b'chol hakone tabas gemure Elohi. Vakel, this is the only tabas, because all the other taboys are like a horse. It's not a tabas. It's not like a ring. So Fakir, the Mishnah said enough, Ashaychem mitoich hatabas. This isn't called hatabas. She'enam shleimois. The others are not shleimois, they're like a horse, el ritzuis boso, ma'alchois la'olkei shalkone, u'mechabrim roshi hatabois. Mi diktoni somuch l'roch. If the Bereis it said Shia Bokechut Samach L'Rosh, Weiss, the whole problem is if it is Samach L'Rosh, because the Rosh is not the Mokim Shchita. Shema Minod Lechai Shin Nofik Min Olamata, another Rai. Dabke Samach L'Rosh, but it will go in the other direction. It will make a Grome from the Tabas L'Mata, which is also a Mokim Shchita, from the Tabas L'Mata, because the whole Kon is a Mokim Shchita. Elemenu lemaylam shem delav makim shchitu. So that is what Rashi says. This is Shitas Rashi. We have here the Istam of Osh. Rav Ushmul da Omri Tavayu. Halochi ki Rav Yosi ba Rav Yehuda. Rav Ushmul say we paskan lo Rav Yosi ba Rav Yehuda. So that means that if roiv of the tabas was nishchat, so it is, doesn't matter if he was magrim later, because the shchita was nigma already after he shechted roiv of tabas, so that what he's goymer, the shchita, chutz from the tabas, and chutz from the mokim shchita is irrelevant. We pass in a Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda. Number one. Number two, ba'af Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda loy oma elo b'tabas hagdoilo. Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda only said by the tabas hagdoilo, hoyol umakefes es kol hakone. Havo b'shar tabois loy. Now let us see what Rashi says. Halacha k'Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda, de ruba kikula, is a din that roiv is like ruba kikula. Ba'af Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda le'oma kloima. Now, what is the second thing that they're saying? Kloima af al gav. The Rabbi Yosi ruba kekulem. Even though Rabbi Yosi was machadish the concept of ruba kekulem, le'oma shetehei shchito sei psheira b'soicha tabas. For make a shchite in the other tabois, elo b'tabas g'doilom. Shemakefes es kola kone, only by the tabas hagdoila that makif the complete kone. Hilkach chshive kone, so therefore there it's called a kone. Avol bishar tabois. Ein shritos ekshayro besaychon klal, you cannot shech by the other tabois. Elo bein tabas le tabas, the kibin shein makifin es kola kone. Since all the other taboys are not makiv the complete kedefrishes, sheritzuos abosa mechabarton, it's like a horseshoe. Lav kone nino, so they're not a kone. The taboys don't have a shame kone. Aval gav the makif in rube, even though the makif roiv of the kone, but they don't have a shame kone. Because they're not makiv, ikone kule. Chi isel Rabbi Yosi ruboy kekuloi. Ay Rabbi Yosi oz ruboy kekuloi. Hanemili b'mokim shchite. If there was a maisi shchite. B'shochat rube. Lo homil samrinin ruboy kekuloi. אבל לשוויה מוקם קושר לשחיתה, משום היתיים לא ימרינן רובה ככולו. Now, I'd like to mention two horrors on this Rashi. Rashi is saying that that Rav Shmuel said a chiddush. Ah, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, lo yoma elo betabas agdaylo, elo makefeses kol akod. That means, the way Rashi seems to be saying, there are two Eifanim, when we say Rube Kekula. You can say Rube Kekula if you have a Mokim Shrite and you shechted Roiv of that Mokim. Then I say the concept of Rube Kekula. And that's what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda was Machadish. But then there's another Mokim that one could say Rube Kekula. That means by the Shar Tabois, that it is not makif the whole konet, there's only makif roiv of the konet. So perhaps it'd be a mokim to say rubo kikulo to make this a mokim shchite, to say ki ilu the konet is completely mukif. So on this we don't say rubo kikulo. So the ritus loshna of Rashi is that in the maise shchite, that you need also to shecht the whole corner, and that we say Rubik Kekula. But to make it a mokim shchita, you don't say Rubik Kekula. That's the Ritus Loshen of Rashi. Fakert is a psavot of Rabbi Chonon. Rabbi Chonon is mamtik a little bit. Rabbi Chonon says that the whole concept of Rubik Kekula is if you have koil, then you say Rubo Kekula. That means like this. If you have a kois, that's a revius, I don't have to drink out the whole kois, I can drink out roiv revius. That is it. But I have kula. I have a revius. If you drink out roiv of the revius, say rubai ke kula. But if I'll only have a kois of a roiv revius as opposed to a kois. So we see the whole concept of rubai ke kula was only said if I have a kula befoneinu, then roiv. And then I say Rubik Kekula. So Rabbi Chonon says, is mamtik that that pshat in this Rashi, that vaker, that in the Maise Shchita, where I have the whole kone in front of me, and I have to shecht the whole kone, as I say, if I shecht right of the kone, gil is I shechted the whole kone. But to say that this is a kone, because I have roiv kone, because I have roiv of the tabas, is makibit, here you don't say Rubik Kekula. This is how Rabbi Chonon is Mavaya. This is Rabbi Chonon's Mavaya Pshat Merash. Okay, fine. So now, I'd like to mention two Ha'orahs. One Ha'orah, we were Meira yesterday, but I saw from the Shittim Mekabetz, it says a Teretz that's a little bit more Gishmak. Eselachayot is a tremendous problem. That means even though the tabas is only makif roiv of the kone, but forget about the tabas, I'm cutting roiv of the kone when I go through the tabas, I'm cutting the kone also. So mamela, so dal tabas mehoch, why are you making all lasik with the tabas? I'm cutting roiv of, just like Beinat Abois, I cut roiv of the corner, then it's corner without tabas. I cut roiv of the corner, that's good, gewaldig. Here I'm also cutting roiv of the corner, so the tabas is not makif. It's not makif the whole corner, but now tabas mehoz. So they bring down from the Shittim Mekabetzes that the hakrum, that means the corner, which is really a krum, Ba'oisei mokan, machmas klishusai, botel eitzel atabois amakifois. That means, if you have, let's say, bein atabois, so, what do you have over there? You'll stretch the tabois, so you have kone in between. You have kone in between. So, that's a kone. I'll shecht roiv of this kone, gewaldig. So, there's no problem. I shecht the roiv of the kone. But b'makim matabois, so since the kone is kolush, it's bottle to the tabas. It's bottle to the tabas. And bottle eitzel atabois hamakifes. In the kivin shein atabois ksheiris l'shchita apakrum shetachto kamken in the kosh l'shchita. Psanulam this. There's a lomdis that the kone becomes bottle to the tabas, and the area where there's a tabas, so the kone becomes bottle to the tabas, and the tabas doesn't have a shame kone because it's not a complete circle. So in this mokim, you don't have, so if you would say, rubai kikuloi, so if I count the whole thing is mukif, this whole mokim is mukif tabas, so b'meila, I cut roi. But if I don't say rubai kekuloi, so I don't say dal de tabas, but the kona alone is a kona. I'm cutting right of the kona. No, the kona doesn't have a chshivis mitzadat my b'mokim at tabas. So memele, so you can't consider that you cut right of the kona. This is one thing in Rashi, pshat in Rav Shmu. Then I saw Gevaldike Ha'ore that the Teferes Yaakov asks. Later we'll see. There's another Shvera Rashi, which seems like this Ha'ore. What was the Chiddush of Rav Shmu? Rav Shmu came to say like this. Even though Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says there's a concept of Rube Kekuloi, that is only in the Maisa Shchita. But by the other tabois, to say Rubai Kikula Kiilu, the tabas is makik, the whole kona, I don't say Rubai Kikula. Fine. About it. Whatever the lumbus is, in the Maisa Shchita, I do say Rubai Kikula, but in the tabas, to make it a mokim Shchita, I don't say Rubai Kikula. Gewaldig. Frektet et Feres Yaakov amoyre de Kikash. This concept of Ruba Kekuloi is a shtik teira of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. What is the din if I shecht roiv of the kon? I don't make a grom, I'm not magrim, I shecht roiv of the kon. Is it good or is it no good? Is it for good? There is a concept of Ruba Kekuloi. Is it a concept of Ruba Kekuloi? So the machloikis is that the chachamim hold. But I'll say Rubi Kekula if you don't make Talia. But if you were Goyma Shaloi B'mokim Shchita, then I can say Ke'ilu you were Goyma B'mokim Shchita because I was Goyma L'may Shaloi B'mokim Shchita. But the etzim concept of Rubi Kekula, this is a Dova Muskim that I feel the Chachamim also made it to this concept. So Memele, so it would be a mockingly topic that so the Shal Tabois, which only Reiv of the Tabas is Makif the Konin, not the whole Tabas. Do you say Rubai Kekula? Yes or not? A very nice Shaila. So this Shaila is, we can clear the Shaila well according to the Chachamim. It's not Tafke according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda was not Mechadish the concept of Rubai Kekula. So it's a Meredike Kashe. But the Loshna Gemara is not like that. This kasha that the Beres Yaakov is, the whole Gemara is going, that even though we pass in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, this is Bakal, Rabbi, the Maisa Shchita, the Rabbi, the Mokim Shchita, I don't say Rubai Kekula. What does it have to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? Rubai Kekula is a ungenumene concept, which everyone agrees with. So this is a murdike kasha that the Beres Yaakov asks, and Rashi. I mean, the way Rashi is saying, Shalom the Gemara. Tabas lo ikri kone, now Rashi continues. Tabas lo ikri kone, with the kone, the tabas is not the kone, with the koma, she'ein mekifin eskola kone. That it's not makif the kone, so the tabas is not the kone. You have to shech the kone. And you see the tabas is not called the kone. There's kone and there's tabas. שממינו כלום שבסייך הטבס, המחסה אויסאי בפנים מקרי קונה. The קונה is called the כלום שבסייך הטבס. So ממילא, so we have a שטקטרה of רב שמור, but רב שמור said that even though we paskin like רב יוסי ורב יהודה, but al kolponim, the concept of ruba kekulei was only said in the maise shrite, but to, by the sharat ha-boys, to say ruba kekulei and make it a mokim shrite, that we don't say. Frek de gemore, ube sharat ha-boys loy, that he's saying a chidish, that be sharat ha-boys, I don't say ruba kekulei. Basanya, we learned about Raisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Hashoychet, Bishach, Tabois, Af Alpi, She'ein Makifois, Eskola Kone, Hoyl Makifes, Esroiva Kone, Shchitosek Sheiro. So we have an often the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, not the way you said, a member of Reise Biyuda, you said that the whole of Reise Biyuda is only in the Maise Shchita. But to make it a Mokim Shchita, you don't say Rubei Kekula. So therefore, if you'll shech Misharat HaBois, it's no good, because it's not a Mokim Shchita. And should be. Rabbi Yossi, it is a Baraisa that says, HaShoychek Bisharat HaBois, of a person made a Shchita Bisharat HaBois, and he addresses this problem which you were Moira, even though it wasn't makif the whole kone, so Rabbi Zabuda says not like that. So it's gewaldic. I mean, you're wrong. You're wrong. The Tater, Rabbi Zabuda is not like your shtick Torah. Let us see Rashi. Ashoichet b'sharat ha-boiz kol ha-kone. He shechted the whole kone. Oy roiv chaloloi. Oy shechted roiv of the cholo. Hoyo umakifois es ha-roiv. Es roiv ha-kone shchitos ekshere. Lo omil se nami omrinin rubo kekulo. That's what Rabbi Yosef, this we also say, not like a bochona, not like this whole shtick Torah. The shabinyu kone, to make it a kone, umokim kosher l'shchitis. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you say, rubei kekulei afilu by this. But, umugremes psula. Afilu rubo b'soicha tabas. Umiyuto l'maylo mitabas hagdoilo. Now, umil sabape nafshi ustomi verabonon komrilo. Now, let us learn this chashi elech. That mugremes psule is now going according to the rabonon. Mugremes psule afilu rubo betoicha tabas, umiyuto lemailo mitabas hagedoyla. That means, the Ritas Loshna of Rashi would seem as follows. He made roiv of the shchita betoicha tabas, means the middle tabois. We just said before, the middle tabois also good. He made roiv of the shchita in the middle taboys. And then he was magrim to not to amokim shchita. That means he went all the way after the tabas hagdoyle to the koiva. That's umugrem is psula, because he was goymer the shchita by going into the koiva, which is not amokim shchita. Yeah. Afilu ruba b'seicha tabas, umiyuta lemailo mitabas agdoilo, Umilsa bapei nafshi, ustomehi, terabonan kamrilo. Now, from this Rashi, we see her, so we see a moira di kazach over here. We see a fellow according to the Chachomim. You could check Petechat Abbas. Check Petechat Abbas. So you see the boy, so you say Ruba Kikuloi. So it's Zichi Shverdes to Ferris Yakim's Kasha before the Ravish Musa, the even, oh, I passed on it, Rabbi Yeshi, Rabbi Yudah. Petechat Abbas is not good. So it would seem for some reason that the whole Havamine to say that the taboy should be good is according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and I'm saying it's not good according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. So we said to the Kashim and Tiferes Yaakov, I mean, what was the Chachomim? They also had Rubei Kekula. I mean, here you see it violet. Here Rashi seems to say clearly that according to the Chachomim, you'll say Rubei Kekula on the taboy, but if you were if you made a grommet, the lamaila mitabas agdelo, be possible according to the chachamim. Yeah. The rabbonon komrilo. Is a reshash on this Rashi, but we have to learn the sugya further. Hey, Rab Chanina ben Antignes, al mugremes shehik shayra. Now, that what you just said, if he went lemaila mitabas agdoile, so you said that what? That it's possible al sagrome. Abchanine ben Atigne said, amogreme shikshay. Zutrashi. Vafilu kulo lemaila mitabas agdoile. Is this Rabchanine ben Atigne holds that the kaiva is also a mokim shchite. It's, I wish to do it. You say, after the Tabas HaGadoyle, it's Chutzul HaMakim Shchit in the Sagrom, and surely, he holds that Afilu, the whole Shchita was Lamailam in the Tabas HaGadoyle. But he, Am, Agmarei Rachmon, Agrom, Aloch, Lamoshe, Misina, Mishipua Koiva, Ulamal, from when the Shipua starts, that it goes, it's Mishapeya Lamailo, then that's not a mokim shita. Say that after the tabas and gedoyla, the koyva is not a mokim shita. He disagrees. Vachi yulchise, we paskin take like Rab Chanina ben Antignes. Choleidis hulchise, hey, the Rab Chanina ben Antignes, we paskin like that. Al mugrame shikshay. Oh, but al kaponim, we have here a tremendous problem over here. We started off Rav Shmuel at a hostic title. That a fellow according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, he can only shech dafke by the tabas hagdoyla, or beina tabois that comes out, but the other tabois he can't shech because it doesn't have a shame con over there. Rabbi Yosi and Yehuda said, "Kol asheichet b'shar tabois." Afal pi she'ein makifes es kol ha'kone, ha'il makifes es reiv ha'kone, shchita asek she'et. Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda said, well, not the way you said. It's bitter. Omar Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi came to emphasize. Rabbi Yosi said as follows. Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda tarti kom. Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda said two halachis. One halachi, he said that if the Maisa Shchita was Roiv, and after Roiv he made it was Magrim, so Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah said it's kosher. Rabbi Yosef, Yudah also said that the Tabois are also kosher, also it's Rubei Kikuloi. So there's two dinim of Rubei Kikuloi that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah said. Yeah. Rav Shmuel Sovri Kibosei Bechode Upligi Alei Bechode The Chilek on Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. I think if I saw some of this Meira, Rav could be Chilek, Rav Tano Upolig, Shmuel is it's not Pshat and Shmuel, but Shmuel is about Al Kaponim. So what is Rabbi Yosi saying? That Rav, Al Kaponim, Rav Shmuel are saying that even though we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, if you make a maisa shchita in roiv of the simen, even though you magrim later, it's kosher. But in the second shtiktai, but to make a tabas, a mokim shchita, that you don't say, that's what we hold. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he said, Rubei Kekuloi, Afilu, by that also, we don't know like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Frekte Gemore, Holei Oma Komri. I mean, let's look at the Lashon of Rabbi Shmuel. Let's see the Lashon of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel Domi Tabai, Alochi Kabi Yosi Bihuda. Ba'at Rabbi Yosi Bihuda, Loi Oma Ela Betabas, Rabbi Yosi Bihuda only said by the Tabas Agdoyle. And Shuldik, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda said by all Tabois Rubi Kekule. You don't say. You hold that you don't say by the other tabois. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds. What's that? Rabbi Yosi, Loi Omar. They said Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda does not Rubi Kekule. Yeah. Zogt Rashi, zogt die Gemara weiter, loi oma komri, hochi koma, haloche kemoisoi betabas agdoilo, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, at a tabas agdoilo, ve ein haloche kemoisoi bishar tabois, loi oma means, it's loi niten lehi oma, that means, not what he said, da bei der Tabas Agdoyle, if you are Magrim, after Reuf, that's gesagt. But that what he said, you could check on the, by the other Tabois, that's Loyoma, that's should not be, accepted. That's not an Amira to be accepted. Tarti Yoma, Zutrashi, Leinyin Chaticha Sakone, Islay Rubi Kikuba. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lagabe Chid Islay Rubi Kekul, to give him Chaitach Aroi Behershek Sheirem. But the Indian Lishavi Lishar Taboi Smokim Shchite Mishum HaKofes Aroi Amrine Nami Rubi Kekul. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda said in both cases Rubi Kekul. The Rav Shmur Sovr Lekavose Bechode. Chatiches rube b'mokim shchite kechatiches kulam. This they hold. Upligilei b'chodem v'leshav yishar tabois mokim shchite mishum taime derube kekulo loy mashvina. That they don't hold. Frekte gemore v'oloy oma komri v'hochi komri rav shmur. Va'af Rabbi Yosi lo yoma. He said that even though he holds Rubi Kekule, it's after by the Maisha Shchite. With the Maker of Mokim Shchite. Alma time at the day Komri, v'loi time at the two. They're saying what Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudo. Now what they are. So Moses says, no, ochi Komri. Halach, v'ay the Komri lo yoma, ochi mashma. Lo yoma, Veloy klum. Veloy oma means that's not called an amira. That's not shein alochi kamoise. Ela betabas gudayim. Period. This is Rashi's pshat in the sugya. Now Rashi is going to say how, according to the other mefarshim, how they learned pshat. Now, I saw an Emes Liyakev. The other Mephoshim, the Ista Mephoshi, they said a hostik teiren agrome, that agrome is, you have to be going with the shchita in the place where you started. You started in Tabas, be going with the Tabas. You started in the Bein HaTabos, be going with the Bein HaTabos. I mean, even though everything is a mokim shchita, that's not sufficient. You have to be going where you started. Fine. And we had also mentioned, and we see Rashi had this aura also in the Mishnah, that what really motivated the Ista Mefoshi is the Stimus Roshan HaMishnah. The Mishnah says, Asheichet mitoich ha-tabas. Don't say tabas ha-gedoyla. Asheich ha-tabas. So it means we're speaking about all the taboys. All the taboys. So now, according to the Eastern Mefoshi, so the whole pshat of Rashi cannot be said. Because if we learn the Mishnah Elech, the way they learn pshat, Asheichet mitoich ha-tabas means any tabas, all the taboys. So you see clearly from the Mishnah that all the taboys are kosher. So this whole shtick teure that Rav Shmuel is saying that the taboys are not a mokim shchitus, the whole thing is it doesn't have any raglaim. It's gonish megonish. The Mishnah says clearly you can shecht in any tabas. So therefore, according to them, we have to say a different pshat in Rav Shmuel. That means, according to them, Rashi's pshat cannot be said. Because what motivated them to... So according to the Eastern Mefarshi, their whole hechech to say deshtek teiren agrome was from the Stimus Loshen HaMishnah that is Sheichet Petoich HaTabas means all taboys. Does not love after the tabas HaGdoyim. So we see clearly from the Mishnah that all taboys are good, so we can never say pshat in Rav Shmuel the way Rashi said pshat in Rav Shmuel. So now we have to figure out how did they learn pshat in Rav Shmuel. Lelishna achine de perishna lel. Da hayoitze mi tabas. Meilam she hischa lishchid bo. Choshev agrom. He went out of the tabas that he started shechting. Choshev agrom. Even though he just went out from that mokim, even though he went to a mokim shchita, but he has to be going with the shchita where he started. Dayet mit tabas she hischil lishchid bo, choshev agrom, at sheyachtech kulo l'rabono, ayru bo l'rabi Yosef. Meforish, so they're going to say, l'derav shmul hochi. So they have to, now to say a different shah. Avo b'shar tabois, lo yom ha-rabi Yosef. Shimchotach ruboy besoichat habas, v'higrim v'yotzo, moide de posu, de roiva tabas, v'yhave roiva konem, t'ein mekifin es kulom. So what Rashi says, they learn Koran under a pshat. They learn pshat, the tabas is like a horseshoe, And the kone is a complete circle. So now, if the tabas would also be a complete circle, so you have a outer circle and an inner circle. So when you cut the outer circle, right of the outer circle, automatically you're cutting the rive of the inner circle, you're cutting the rive of the cup. But if the outer tabas is not makif the whole circle, so that means the inner circle goes further than the tabas. The tabas is like a horseshoe, and then the kone inside goes further down. So if you cut roiv of the tabas, you are not cutting roiv of the kone. You're not cutting roiv of the kone. So the mele, that is what Rav Shmuel said. Rav Shmuel said, that's what Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda said. You can get away, even though you made a grome, if you shechted roiv of the tabas, you know which tabas they're speaking about? The tabas hagdoyla. The tabas hagdoyla, so roiv of the tabas automatically is roiv of the kona also. some emela, so then they said, but by the other taboys, so there it will not be sufficient if you cut roiv of the tabas, because roiv of the tabas is not roiv of the kone. That is what, now let's see the lashon of Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel, the omri tarvayu, halacha k'Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda, v'af Rav Yosi, that it's sufficient if you cut roiv of the tabas, v'af Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda lo yom ha'ele v'tabas ha'gdoyla, hoyu u'makefes es kol ha'kone, halo b'shar taboyis, loy b'shar taboyis, it is not good. And I think the Sichas Chulam brings down a nice picture that you can see this concept. Rashi, so like this, it's a beautiful pshat. Rashi, you can't say that that's pshat. Then came Akamoisiblo, Avadi Shape Komri. They're saying beautifully. They're saying, that means if they were saying that when is it sufficient to shech Roiva Tabas, after by the Tabas Agdoilo, because their Roiva Tabas is also Roiva Kone. But by the other Tabois, Roiva Tabas is not Roiva Kone, that's what they're saying. How could you ask a question then? Can you disagree with Rav Shmuel? I mean, yes, if you can hold that it's not like that. I mean, they're saying Meredith. That's Rashi's question. What are you asking on them? Habadai Shapir Komri. They're saying more the good. Ubaraisa the Kamoisim. Ubaraisa the Kamoisim mino like Tony Higren. Question number two. Who's talking a Sheikhet Bisharta boys? So, kasha number one, Rashi says, how can you ask a kasha? I mean, the same word, fine. Kasha number two, fine. Let's learn the barais. Sheikhet b'sharta boys. Afa pishe makifes es kol akone. Her makifes es reiv akone, shchitos eik sheire. Now, does barais say that he was higren? The barais said how much he cut? The Braise said, you can shecht and the other tabois, it's also got, even though the tabas is not market the whole thing. So according to Rashi, that was the whole deal. Can you shecht and the other tabois? But according to the Isma Farshi, that's less amount, it's katika shecht and the other tabois. That's no shaila. As we mentioned, the Mishnah says you can shecht and the tabois. So the whole shaila is, how much you have to shecht bishar tabois? Reiva Tabas or Reiva Kone. So who's speaking about this in the Barais? The Barais is speaking about that he was Higrim, and he shechted Reiva of the Tabas. That's Rashi's second Kasha. But Tony Higrim. So maybe he shechted the Chiteime Higrim le'itzach le'ile misne. No, you have to understand the means Higrim. Him le'i Higrim. He wasn't Magri, Michael Mashmalov. So I think it's speaking about Higrim, it's going on the case of the Mishnah. The Higrim Echa Motze Lachshure, Habadi Leshachit Rubit. So then what Pshatake, if it's speaking about Higrim, you say it's going on the Mishnah, speaking about Higrim. So how could it be good? He didn't share Trev of the Kone. The Chitaim and Mishum the Kamash Malon. The Yitzhi, the Shah, Taboy, Sloy, Hoshiva, Grome. Oh, that pshat. Pshat is that when you go from that, since it's a by the shat boys, if you go from one tabas to another tabas, it's not called a gromet. That's why it's good. Not the way they said. Rashi brought down before that they hold the din gromet is a pula b'mokim shchita. If you started in one place and you go to another place, it's no good. That's as far as the Isma Foshi. Maybe we'll say now that this Baraisa holds that even though you were Magrim after the Reva Tabas, why is the Taka good? Because the whole Kone is a Mokim Shchita. There's no such concept. Not the way they said that, not the way they had said till now. Okay, that was what Rabbi Shmuel holds, and the Brahis holds not like this. In Cain, my coma, hoyu, umakifin, as reiva kone. The aloche, what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yude, he gave a reason to it. Hoyu, umakifin, as reiva kone. Haitaim, alav, mishim, rube, miyutu, ala, mishim, den, kanteres, agrome. If the lumbus of the Brahis is that it doesn't have a shame, agrome, because everything is a mokim shchita, so the lashon of Brais is very difficult. Lashon shlishi, Rashi says a third pshat. Avo bishar taboyis loikom a third pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. Bishar taboyis loikom shimshochet bishar taboyis loid kol chlal hakonem. This is a third pshat like this, that if he shechted bishar taboyis roiv kol chlala kone, not roiv atabas, roiv kol chlala kone, vehigrim, and he was higrim, moide shehi psulo. That's what they said. They said if he shechted the shar taboyz, and lemaise, he shechted the shar taboyz, and he went, but he didn't make roiv of the tabas, he made roiv of the kone. So mamela, it's very good. It's possible. Moide shibsula gzeire reiva kona ota reiva taboy sheina reiva kona. That is what Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Shmuel said by the shar taboyz, that means ikadicha the shar taboyz is a mokim shchita. That's it. And that's also poshit if you shech reiva tabas etzicha no good. You need reiva of the kone. Now they said afilu you shech the reiva of the kone. It's still no good. Gzeira mishum reiva tabas. That means if you'll be, because this is the shara taboyz, one can think reiva tabas is also good. So they passed reiva kone oto reiva tabas. Moide shipsula gzeira reiva kone oto reiva tabas. Sheinam reiva kone. Vloi. Chode di imkein behedya ve mefoshula. So should have said gzeira. That means, Rabbi Yisrael Bidoli Oma Elamat Vas Oil Makeves is Kolakon, and for Shah Taboy Sloy, explain, Shah Taboy Sloy, why not? You can, for Shah Taboy, you can check the Reif of the Kone. So you have to say Zayre, so he never said such a thing. Yeah. Number one. Boy. Kasha number two, mach bereise, maika moiseblei. Do leiktoni bo ha gromme klau. Vibe she higri mukmes lo. A mai toli taime boil ma kifene srei vakone. A kofdi tu mai hani, a bo sartiche srei vakone slime. Do loshen, rishen, nirali, so therefore I hold the first pshat. Ve ein kan, mirshe, lahachlif aloche. La silchese ke kulu ele ke rabchanine ben antignus. So, I think Rashi wants to say, according to the first lotion, it comes out that you can check, there's a deen, you can check the mokim shara taboy. According to the lotion, it never was a pizamaduba. But according to the first lashon, it comes out that we can check makim shat boys. So Rashi says that's not kefelech because we paskin like Rab Chanina ben Antignis, and Rab Chanina ben Antignis holds he can check the makim akiva. So the place he says the kiva also is not makif the whole kone. So if we paskin like Rab Chanina ben Antignis. So Memela, so you see that you don't have to, it's not necessary that the Tabas has to be makif the whole comment.